going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, the pastor of St. Benedict the Moor Parish in the Hill District, and also St. Mary Magdalene Parish, serving the communities of the East End, Homewood, Point Breeze, in the Wilkinsburg sections of the city of Pittsburgh. And happy Valentine's Day on this Sunday morning. And this morning we head north to Butler County and the beautiful campus of North Catholic High School, founded back in 1939 on Pittsburgh's Troy Hill neighborhood by Bishop Hugh Boyle and run by the Marinists. North Catholic began as an all-boys high school. It became co-ed back in 1973. And as the population shifted north and the enrollment shrank, leaders made a bold decision to relocate North Catholic to Cranberry Township. When it opened in the fall of 2014, there were fewer than 200 students, and today enrollment stands at more than 600. North Catholic High School's mission is the formation of Christ-centered young adults who are leaders in their communities. The school recognizes the dignity of every human life and the need to pursue justice and service of others. Here to tell us more about North Catholic is Mike Palsy, who is the principal at North Catholic High School. Mike, thank you for joining us on Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you for having me, Father. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Now, Mike, a question that we're asking every principal these days, how would you describe this school year as you try to keep everyone safe and the students learning with the changes with the COVID-19 pandemic?
So it's been a very interesting year. I know that I had a team of very dedicated teachers meet over the summer to try to develop safety protocols for the school so that we could reopen in person. And really the best part of that was that their dedication to Catholic education being in person allowed us to socially distance students, enforce a mask policy, sanitize frequently, and then what I think has been super successful is having all of our teachers live stream classes so that if a student is sick, if a student has to quarantine or is unfortunately diagnosed with COVID-19, they can stay home, stream their classes, and never really skip a beat when it comes to their education.
Now, how are your seniors adapting and making their final year special and memorable? I know this would be very difficult, and I have a nephew who's a senior this year, and it's a special year for them, but obviously it's different. How are they adapting?
So the senior class has been incredible at showing us flexibility and showing us adaptability and really just overcoming all odds. And so I give them a lot of credit for having creative minds to make memorable events happen. We haven't been able to have a lot of the typical things that happen during a senior year happen for them, but instead of a homecoming dance, for instance, our seniors and student council planned a socially distant drive-in movie night that we had outside in the courtyard and allowed students to come gather together in a safe environment and then be able to spend time in the evening for homecoming when otherwise that likely wouldn't have happened. So the outside event with socially distant cars and people was a big success, and it was actually where we crowned our homecoming queen.
That is great. So kind of like a drive-in movie theater, which during the pandemic has kind of gain new interest. And that's great. I kind of think outside the box, but they were still able to celebrate a homecoming. What a neat idea. Now, Mike, your enrollment has more than tripled in 6 years to 640 students. That's just incredible. What are the reasons behind such a remarkable growth, especially in the economy and the turn of events going on in our country?
Well, I will say that we've had a lot of transfer students come because we offer an in-person educational program this year. But I have to say that for the last several years, as enrollment has begun to grow so quickly, is honestly because the community sees our dedication to the faith. And I think that the authentic expression of Catholicism that our students get from our teachers and from our staff, from really anyone you meet in the building, is the primary reason for the growth of the school. In addition to that, our teachers are excellent, and they present programs that are rigorous, that are founded in faith. Our students have access to so many AP and CHS course offerings that when they leave here, they're honestly prepared for the next stage of their lives, whether it be to go into the workforce or to go to college. These students understand what it means to be a faith-filled Christian man or woman, so that when they go out into the world, they can serve others the way that Christ told us to serve them. So it's a beautiful program that I think people find incredibly attractive because of its authenticity, because of its Catholicity, and because of its rigor. And so I attribute all of those things to all those things to enrollment growth.
That is great, and I'm familiar with that area. I did my seminary internship at St. Ferdinand Parish in Cranberry, and then my very first assignment was St. Alphonsus in Wexford, which is now part of St. Aidan Parish. And we all know that northern Allegheny, southern Butler County, the population has exploded over the years, and that's such a growing area. There are wonderful public school districts in that area, but it's nice that people do have the option of a Catholic education, and especially when most of the public schools are still doing virtual learning. Parents and even students want that in-person school option. So congratulations on keeping the school open, and I could see why the remarkable growth, plus all the other extra additives to make Catholic education extra special when parents are choosing for their son or their daughter. When you meet with prospective students and their parents, I know that you start with our Catholic faith. What do you tell them when they're first shopping, so to speak, for a school?
I always make it a point to share with families why Catholic schools are different, what it means to educate the whole person, that what Christian formation really means and where they have access to that. A lot of people have a misconception that Catholic schools have, you know, every bit of rigor that a public school has, and then they add in a religion class and that makes it a Catholic school, but it couldn't be farther from the truth. And so I always share with families that when they send their students here, the education they get is rooted in Catholic tradition, that in every class, through every one of our teachers, they are expressing authentic Catholic teaching, and they could read a story in English class and have it tied to Catholic moral teaching. They could go to science class and learn about some of the great scientists in history who are actually Catholic priests, and learn about how their faith informed their findings and how science and faith are not contradictory. And I think that that's a beautiful part of our program, because honestly, the faith is what grounds us. The faith is what gives us access to eternal life. And if we don't focus on that first and foremost, we lose a lot more than we gain.
Right. And there's so many wonderful options, as I mentioned, with public and private education. And obviously, the academics is very important. We're going to touch on that in the next question. But the faith aspect is what the people are there for. And obviously, all the technology and all the rigorous academics is important. But as you mentioned, the Catholic teachings, the Catholic faith, the morals, the values, being able to pray in school, that's what makes North Catholic High School extra special, extra different. And that's why the parents are wanting their children to invest in that. And it's an investment, too. And it's great that you have that Catholic authenticity to share with them. Now, tell our listeners about the academic excellence at North Catholic, such as the AP and the honors courses, because obviously, that's obviously important, too, with the faith aspect.
Sure. And so we have strongly believed for years on our mission that students can pursue truth, and when they pursue truth, it can be on an exceptionally high level. And so students here are afforded the opportunity to take a number of AP courses, which if they score high enough on a test, gets them college credits. But then the beauty of those programs really is that they're learning on such an accelerated level some serious course content, so that many times when they go into their freshman year of college, they're ahead of the game and they're helping other students with their work. It's kind of fun to hear seniors graduate, they go into college, and we find out that, you know, they're tutoring 5-6 other people in their class because they learn all of those things in Mr. Henry's class, or they learn all of those things with Mrs. Murray. And it's a really cool opportunity for us to see what fruit has been produced here, and to hear stories about them serving their communities in college with service projects and other things like that is just as important. But we have heard so many positives about our students' ability to go from here and write, to read comprehensively and extensively, and really analyze things. And I think that that process is pretty awesome. But so many AP and honors courses are only offered here because we have just excellent, excellent, dedicated teachers.
That's great. And let's just briefly, we have a minute and 30 seconds before we break, but I want to touch on the service is very important to North Catholic, because you mentioned that in the 20 hours of charitable work. Why is that? And briefly, what do they do for this service? Because that's obviously important.
Sure. This year looks a lot different. We've had groups of students actually put together care packages, socially distant drop-off for food banks, because a lot of people have had a hard time keeping their houses stocked with food. But in a general, like typical year, our students are out volunteering at fish fries and volunteering in parishes. Many of them volunteer hours in senior care facilities to help deal with patients who need extra help being fed or being moved from place to place. A lot of our students volunteer. Well, we have a couple of students who are volunteer firefighters, which is close to my heart. We do have a lot of things in our community that are happening. But those service hours are just one indication that students are dedicated to our mission and serving the poor, serving the needy, and imitating Christ.
And that's good that the academics, the faith aspect, but also going out into the community and having their requirement for 20 hours of charitable work, that actually adds up, and that's good that the kids do develop social skills and they help their community and service and their Catholic teachings. Well, we have lots more to talk about. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke. We'll be back in a moment on KDK Radio. And welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, the pastor at St. Benedict the Moore Parish in the Hill District, and also St. Mary Magdalene Catholic Parish, serving the communities of the East End, Point Breeze, Homewood, and the Wilkinsburg sections of the city of Pittsburgh. And on this Valentine's Day Sunday, we are featuring North Catholic High School. And with me this morning is Mike Palsey, who is the principal at North Catholic. Now, Mike, you and I, we go way back. This actually is real personable, very near and dear to my heart. I knew you back in high school when I was the co-vocation director for the Diocese of Pittsburgh. And you grew up in Dravosburg, and you were at Sarah Catholic High School. Let's tell me a little bit. Tell our listeners a little bit about the story about you going through the high school affiliate program and that wonderful story about the crucifix.
Sure, this is actually a great story. So I grew up in Dravosburg, went to St. Joe's in Port View, and on to Sarah Catholic. And while I was there, I think like every good Catholic young man should, I discern the priesthood. And Father Tom Burke was part. You were part of the program to show us how we can properly discern. And one of the parting gifts that you gave us at the end of the school year was a crucifix. And a long-standing tradition in my family has always been to belong to the volunteer fire department. So I've been a member of the Dravosburg Volunteer Fire Department number one since the year 2000. So I was in high school when I joined. And I'm still doing that now. I currently serve as the captain there. But that crucifix that you gave us was really beautiful and simple, went with me to college, went everywhere. But then when I finally moved back to Dravosburg, I ended up taking that crucifix over and hanging it in my locker with my fire gear. So every time I get on the fire truck, I can be reminded of my faith, say a prayer, and that's the last crucifix that I see before I go out on a fire call. And so I think it's pretty cool that it's still part of my life all these years later.
What a remarkable story. And later on, when I was pastor at the former Good Shepherd Parish in Braddock, Father Steve Krizak, who is my best friend, was the pastor at the former Corpus Christi Parish in McKeesport. And you and your family were very active with the fish fry, and your dad being a volunteer fire official. Father Steve was involved with the fire department there in McKeesport. Very important. It was really neat that we were able to connect there. And what a great story. Thanks for sharing that with our listeners this morning. Now, you went to St. Joe's Regional School in Portview, as you said, then on to Sarah Catholic High School and then St. Vincent College. And later, you taught English at Quigley, Sarah, and then at North Catholic. Why is Catholic education so valuable to you?
So I was taught from a very young age that the faith needs to be who you are. It is your identity. It's everything that you are. And to be able to foster that through an educational institution is something that I thought everyone should have access to. And I thought that if I were going to be dedicated to education, that I could only do so in a Catholic school, because I wanted to be able to share faith values and be able to help students understand that God calls them to be holy, that holiness isn't weird, and that in a setting such as Quigley or Sarah or North Catholic, those students are getting an authentic expression of faith, and they're understanding that how that really their faith plays an incredible role, and how they interact with others in everything they could possibly do in their lives, and how really it brings us back, because God knows us before we're born, and God wants us for eternity. And so that's why I find Catholic education so incredibly valuable.
I think you turned out okay, too. Now, Mike, your STEM program has really taken off, and the teacher leading it recently received a nice honor. Can you tell our listeners what STEM, S-T-E-M-M, stands for, and tell us about the award?
Sure. So STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and medicine in our program, and that has a lot of different implications elsewhere. But our STEM coordinator is named Mr. David Jakubowski, and Mr. Jakubowski was recently given an award, being identified as the Innovative STEM Educator of the Year from the Three Rivers Council of Education and Technology. And I think that he honestly won that award because he is just one example of so much dedication that our staff have here. He works through our STEM program course offerings, trying to help develop better coursework and really just find out where students are interested, what students need to have to go on to the next step. He's been incredibly valuable in advising students as to what courses they should take in order to go on to fields in engineering, medicine, all those things. But he is the robotics mentor, and our robotics program is incredibly popular, and it's just tied into STEM course offerings as well, because students can honestly take a programming or robotics course every year they're here.
Wow. That's incredible. Congratulations on that. That's wonderful. Now, another North Catholic program is the growing eSports. What's that all about?
So eSports is a really interesting program where students are actually engaged in what appears to others like video games. But what it is just competitive playing online of games like Rocket League or League of Legends, where they're actually bracketed against people who are in the general population of the world. So on a global community, in a global setting, they're competing all over the world. And we currently have students who are ranked globally and nationally, and the program's only been in existence since September. Figuring it was a great way to get some socially distant activity going on, but then really latch on to a brand new program across the country and across the world. And oddly enough, we've actually had a few universities reach out to our students in an attempt to recruit some of them for college. And so it sounds very different than what I think people are used to when they hear a sports program getting an athlete being recruited for a college. Now, these places actually want our students for their eSports program, which is exciting.
Wow. Now, North Catholic is located on Route 228 on the border of Cranberry Township and Seven Fields. And just right down the road, you have a wonderful neighbor, the Pittsburgh Penguins training facility right there at the intersection of Interstate 79 and 228. Now, the XL hockey program with the Penguins is attracting students and training, many of them going for pro hockey careers. How many students are involved, and how does that work? This sounds really exciting.
So currently we have more than 50 students who are Excel hockey players and Excel program members. And basically what happens is students come to North Catholic for a portion of their day, and then they take independent study courses to take the place of two periods that would be at the end of the day. They work with our Excel hockey coordinator here on site, who's actually one of our phys ed health teachers. And then they travel from here to the Excel, to the Lemieux Center, for pretty intense training, and they play hockey all across the country and in some cases in Canada, really just honing their skills. And a lot of them, if they end up on a path to become a professional hockey player, could be here for only a few years, but could graduate from here and then still be involved in the program after they graduate for a couple of years before going on to a college. And what we found is kind of exciting is that we've had a few players who in their freshman or sophomore year have already been recruited and committed to universities for college collegiate play, which is pretty exciting.
That is awesome. Maybe we'll see them on the ice at PPG Paints Arena. How about that?
That would be great.
Future Penguins, yeah. Now, we just have 1 minute left, so final question. Mike, for families interested in learning more about North Catholic High School, how can they get in touch with you and maybe possibly come for a tour?
Sure. So North Catholic High School, like you said, is located along Route 228, and so they could come in person, preferably you schedule a visit, but you can do that through our website, so www.northcatholic.org, or you can call and speak to our Director of Admissions. Her name is Mrs. Megan O'Hara, and number here is 412-321-4823.
Great, and they could come either for a tour, virtual tour, and just come take a look at that. That is fantastic. And like I said, where you're located, right off of 228 there in Cranberry, Seven Fields, not too far from Wexford, Zelianople. You're kind of like right in the center, even coming from southern Butler County area. Great location. Mr. Mike Palsy, the principal at North Catholic, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. This weekend in our Plus segment, we are featuring the sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time. We are just a few days away from starting the season of Lent because Ash Wednesday is this coming Wednesday. So this Ordinary Time, we continue reading in the Gospel of St. Mark. Jesus heals the leper. He says, be made clean. And obviously, during the COVID-19 pandemic, the big thing is to stay away from people, be socially distant, don't touch surfaces, hand wash, use cleanser and hand sanitizer. So obviously, we want to become clean, and trying to avoid people, to be socially distant, is obviously loneliness too. So there's a lot of things, but Jesus always reached out touching people. He touched the leper to be made clean, and we ask our Lord to touch our hearts, to send a spirit of love to all those who are feeling socially distant or disconnected or abandoned. This Valentine's Day, we commit ourselves nurturing the love of God and loving our neighbor and the body of Christ. Have a great week. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening to Catholic Education Plus here on KDK Radio.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.